Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi friends, my name is Ryan Paulson and I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, and it's a joy to be bringing you today's audio Daily Phil devotional. This one is entitled Partnership. I've always thought of the Apostle Paul as being a little bit rough around the edges. He wasn't afraid to confront people who embraced false doctrine. He had a public and difficult parting of ways with Barnabas, whose name, by the way, means son of encouragement, and he survived beatings and shipwrecks on multiple occasions. However, when Paul writes about the church in Philippi, his fondness for them just leaps off the parchment. In Philippians chapter 1, he states that he has an affection for this church of which God can testify. I think he's showing a softer side. Paul invites us to dwell on why he had such affection for this group of people. He claimed they were partners with him in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. That's Philippians chapter 1, verse 7. Their bond was formed in the furnace of affliction. They had linked hearts, arms, and voices in the declaration that Jesus is King, a proclamation that was likely to get one ostracized from society and eventually imprisoned. It was this partnership that solidified their friendship. In the scriptures, a shared mission leads to connected hearts. Mission begets community, not the other way around. I wonder if that's why it's difficult for us as Western Christians to develop a community, because we've lost the impetus and significance of our shared mission. We have life groups, which are great, and several other ways for people to connect, but there's nothing like the bond that forms amongst people who serve and suffer together. Think back to a time in your life where you were deeply committed and connected to a group of people. Maybe it was a sports team or a band or a club. And I'm guessing the reason you were so close was the common goal you were trying to achieve together. This is what Paul is experiencing and writing about in Philippians chapter 1. And it's what we've been designed to experience also. The best part about Paul's affection for the Philippian church is that it stirs him to great joy. Their partnership is a gift to the world, but it's also a blessing to him personally. So take some time today and think about the people who you would consider co-laborers with you. Spend some time thanking God for them, and then maybe reach out to them with a text or an email or a phone call, and just let them know that you are grateful for them. Partnership is one of the great joys of the gospel. Let me pray for you. Lord, thank you for everyone listening to this Devo. And Father, I pray that you would just bring to mind, even right now, people who you've surrounded them with, who are co-laborers in the gospel, people who are encouragements to them, people who spur them on, people who pray for them, people who they get to pray with. Lord, what a joy it is to walk with one another. Thank you for designing us for that. And Lord, I pray that you would deepen the partnerships that we have in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, have a great day, friends. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.